Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Philippe, it's me.
Patrick, are you okay?
I've forwarded the accounts from this last year. You need to change them.
Change to what?
Change them to the specifications I said in the email.
Patrick, is everything all right?
Look, Man City are fucking pointing their fingers at everybody, and right now that finger has landed right up my fucking arse.
You need to doctor the accounts.
Yes, I need to doctor the account. I need a fucking plastic surgeon.
Fraudulent accounting isn't part of your services.
Philippe, when Max set me up with you in Monaco, in secret, that was not the fucking impression you gave. Now fix them.
We can do that.
Okay, good. I'm heading to our office now. I'm going to shred everything and...
Network drive.
Oh, fuck the network drive. Okay, well, I'm gonna rip out the network drive and I'm going to run over it and I'm going to run over it again and I'm going to run over it one more time for good luck.
You can just format the drive.
Listen, Philippe, HMRC are going to format this whole fucking club if you're not careful.
We can solve this.
Yeah, well, we better, okay? If City can get exposed, then we sure as fuck can, all right?
Do SG know about this?
Certainly not, and it will stay that way, right, Philippe?
Right.
Okay, well, speak to Mac. Follow his instructions. Oh, shit, I forgot my keys.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive.
Do we have to fucking hold on? Get someone technical, Patrick.
No, look, I'm not going to be condescended to by some geek just to get this conference call up and running.
You have a problem with Tom the weird IT guy?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with Patrick there.
Why? What is wrong with him?
Looks like Mike Dean.
Yeah, and behaves like Mike
Dean. Actually, might be Mike Dean.
How does he behave like Mike Dean?
Oh, he does that fucking thing where it's like, talk me through exactly what the problem is, and then he'll just tutter everything I say.
Just tell him to fucking get on with it, that's what I do, then go and make a coffee.
Yeah, well, there's always that approach.
bullshit. You don't make your own coffee.
I know, I just said it to seem more relatable.
I just hate people like that.
Like Jess.
No, the IT prick. Mike Dean. You know, people like him.
Like what? Professional?
No. See, not professional. You know, the whole, like, the pink copy is for you, the white copy is for me brigade.
Well, to be honest, I'd avoid Tom today. A network drive is missing and he's gone full CIA mode.
Network drive is missing.
Yeah, don't worry. I don't think I had, like, tactics on it or anything. If it does, it should be thrown in the fucking sea.
Have you got this fucking thing working? I am dying here.
Ugh, she does this.
What?
She's gonna pee her pants.
Oh, just go for a piss on the phone. It's not a video call. Wait, is it?
I'm not going for a piss while I'm on the phone.
Alex, I don't mind. You know, I'm a grown-up. Right? Just because I don't have kids doesn't mean I don't understand the frustrations and difficulties of the human body. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going for a piss while I'm on the phone.
Great.
Patrick can't do that.
What are you talking about?
If you talk to Patrick whilst he's pissing, he can't concentrate.
Really?
Oh, come off it.
It's true.
Yeah, how would you know? Since when did we urinate alongside each other?
What he told me.
Oh, fuck's sake. It's not true. Don't listen, Alex.
What did you say?
Never mind. Right. Okay, I think this is working. Can you still hear me?
I can hear you.
Yep.
Great. So, where is this video?
It should appear on the screen now.
No, can't see it.
Why not?
Because I can't fucking see it, Jess.
Talk me through exactly what the problem is.
Fuck off.
What's wrong? Just a blank screen.
Yeah.
All right, no, you've got to wave.
What?
You have to wave. Wave like there's a... There's a sensor on the top of the screen. It's probably just gone into sleep mode.
Okay, right, well, I'm waving and it's not working.
There's a sensor at the bottom as well.
Right.
Yeah, so, like, wave your legs.
Wave my legs? I'm not a fucking octopus.
Just, like, dance about with your bottom half and, like, wave about with your top half.
It's not working.
Patrick, is everything all right?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Try jumping up and down as well. The sensor might be quite high, actually.
God's sake. Oh, I see. Very fucking funny. Very fucking funny indeed.
Yeah, the remote's on the side of the whiteboard, Patrick.
Fucking nonsense. Childish nonsense, that. God. Right, okay. I can see the video. Nice to see this conference call app is worth the 50 quid a month.
Okay, right. I'll run it from here. But basically, it's a new advert from UEFA. They ran it with the last Europa match day and they're going to run it for the next one. So it's just...
Oh, get to the point, Alex.
They just need you to sign it off because, well, you're in it.
Well, they use my take.
Yeah.
I'm in the No to Racism video.
Yeah.
What, with, like, Gareth Bale and Ronaldo and that?
Yes.
Huh. Excellent. Right, well, you know, go for it. Yeah. Play. I like this new UEFA. I thought the Man City bollocking was going to be their finest hour, but, you know, this is something else.
Shh. Watch the fucking video.
Dizemos não ao racismo.
No to racism.
Nein zum Rassismus.
Nein til Rassismus.
Nay to racism.
No to racism.
No to racism.
No al racismo.
Nein zum Rassismus.
Nay to racism.
So, what do you think?
Patrick?
What?
What do you mean, hmm? It's not a bottle of red for the table.
It's just, I'd like to request a slight tweak.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Is this a joke? Is this because of the wave and the dance thing?
No, it's just a tweak. I've been shown the video to sign it off, and this is my feedback.
Well, what is it then?
Well, it went to all those players and managers, then it went... Me, then straight after Dan Watson.
Yeah, and?
Well, I just don't think we should be next to each other.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, I'm serious. I don't think it sends the right message.
The message is no to racism, Patrick. That's the message. It literally gets said over and over and over again. I've never been less confused by a message in a piece of media in my entire life.
All right, look. The sentiment of the video is great, right? Look, I think, yeah, let's get rid of this racism, absolutely. But let's not have me next to Dan. Why not go, you know, like Messi, me, Ronaldo, and then when it goes to some of the referees and stuff, chuck Dan in there.
And you want me to say that to you over?
Well, not those exact words.
Well, what words then?
Well, okay, maybe those exact words.
Patrick, this really isn't something we should be focusing on.
Actually, hang on, why is he even in it? Yeah, it might be easier to just cut him out entirely. Maybe ask UA for that.
Because he's technical director at the FA.
Who is?
Dan.
Dan Watson.
Yes, why don't you know this?
What the fuck? Technical director? What does that even mean?
I feel like you're supposed to know that, not us.
Are you pissing again?
Yes!
Why? You just went.
Because I'm angry.
You know what, Alex? Make him do it. Make him call UEFA.
You know I can hear you.
Yeah. Actually, good point. You need to call UEFA, Patrick.
Oh, no. I can't call UEFA.
Let me know how it goes, mate. All right.
Alex, are you there? Alex? Shit.
Oh, you know what, Alex? Make him do it. Me. Let me know how it goes, mate. All right.
Oh, fucking idiot.
You know I'm still on the line.
Shit.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Thank you.
You're through to UEFA. If you'd like to pay a fine, press 1. If you'd like to report misuse of our company branding, press 2. If you'd like to report a breach of our terms and conditions, press 3. If you'd like to report improper use of our footage, press 4. And if you'd like to report racism or corruption, press 5. If you'd like to speak to an operator, hold the line and we'll be right with you. Thanks for calling UEFA. Your call is very important to us.
Yeah, hi, Woody. I'm just on the other line.
Who are you talking to?
UEFA.
Good luck with that, pal. They're a bit busy at the moment, I'd imagine. Probably got half of Abu Dhabi on the line.
Yeah, well, I'm talking to a UEFA robot, but trying to get through.
A UEFA robot? That's not a bad idea, that. Can't be bribed, at least.
Okay, I have to go.
Got a paper here, pal.
Oh, great. Well, good for you, mate.
Big picture of Eric Van Schmidt on the back page.
Oh, yeah? How nice.
Basil Fawlty. Do you get it?
Yes, I get it.
Basil, because we play Basil, and Fawlty, because he's a useless cunt.
Yes, thank you.
So, look, I've drafted my speech for a second. Do you want to hear it?
Nope, I will hear it when we're eliminated from European competition.
What if we make it to the final?
Then I'll get my hair done and put on my new shoes.
Patrick, we're going to get relegated from the Premier League. Do you know what they do to each other in the Championship? Do you know?
What?
Well, I don't know. I've never been.
I've never been to Peru. Doesn't mean it isn't a nice place, Woody. We could learn a thing or two in the Championship.
Well, I'm not hanging about if we drop FYI, and neither's Jess.
What? Have you discussed this?
Of course we have. We're 5 points adrift from 17th. We're hobnobbing with fucking Norwich.
Okay, I have to go.
Wait, I haven't asked you the important thing yet.
Woody, I really have to go.
It's important. It's about football.
Right.
Chelsea game, this weekend, at home.
Yeah.
Do you want the comfy chair but it squeaks like a fart whenever you get excited to move around? Or do you want the chair with the lumpy bit in your bum, but at least it isn't farty, you know?
Fucking hell, this can wait.
No, it can't wait, actually, alright? We got sponsors and stuff in the box with us. Places are filling fast.
Oh, actually, yeah, my PR firm wanted tickets as well.
Oh, that's nice. I'll finally get to meet your makeover team.
It's not a makeover team.
Perception makeover, you know, like when Michael Barrymore went into the Big Brother house and everyone was like, get that murdering pervert out that lovely house. And then a few weeks went by and it was like, we love that murdering pervert so bloody much.
Woody,
and then
there was... Okay, shh. I'm trying to think.
It was Celebrity Big Brother 4. You cast your mind back?
The one with Bez?
No, not that one. It's the one with Chantel and Preston and the murdering pervert.
Right, okay. Let me just check something.
Thanks for calling UEFA. Your call is very important.
Sorry, right, let me think.
George Galloway?
Yeah, I know the one. Would you like me to be the cat? All that stuff.
God, it's a great show, that, wasn't it?
Oh, do you know what? Give me Farty Chair, I think.
Farty Chair it is.
Yeah, and I'll let the PR team sit in the row in front. That way Jess won't feel threatened because, you know, she'll have the high ground. And...
Aye, lovely. Right, that should be great.
Will it fuck?
Why not?
Oh, great, yeah, let's play Chelsea. Because, you know, the one thing that's great for teams with low confidence is being beaten by children.
I know what you can do.
What?
Sack Eric.
Woody.
All right, then don't focus on it, you know? Keep your daft Europa League final plans. Don't let it get you down, you know, the fact that we're going down.
Oh, I heard on the radio we've gone 10 games without a win.
Is it 10?
Apparently.
Fuck, 10. That's like a million.
Yeah, I know.
Christ. Well, Chelsea can be shit sometimes, you know?
Oh, what I'd give to be the right amount of shit again.
What do you mean?
Oh, remember the good old days? The late noughties?
Oh, aye.
We were just the right amount of shit. You know, not too shit where we'd be in a relegation fight, but also not shit where fans expected cup runs in European football or investment. You know, God, those were the days.
Oh, good times, my friend. You know, we got away with it for some time.
Yeah, we did.
Held out longer than most of the other shite, but not too shite teams.
Yeah?
Oh, aye, Bolton, Leeds, Villa, Blackburn, you know.
Yeah. Jesus, you're right. It's been a good run.
It's a shame we never got to watch Everton drown, wasn't it?
Huge shame. Huge, huge shame. Listen, let me just check something.
Calling UEFA. Your call is very...
Okay, I'm back.
What's your beef with UEFA? Something wrong from the other night? You got some FFP evidence or something?
No. Well, they ran a video in Dartley Park that didn't get my approval, and now they want it.
Oh, eh? What video? Is it the high five?
No, it's not the high five. Here, let me send it to you.
It really genuinely impresses me that you've taught yourself that, you know.
Oh, thank you. Got something right this season, at least.
Oh, stop being such a mopey cunt. Honestly, you know who you sound like?
Who?
You sound like Martin Keown.
No, I don't.
You do. You sound like miserable Martin.
Oh, just watch the video.
Dizemos não ao racismo.
No to racism.
Nein zum Rassismus.
Nee til racismo.
Nee de racismo.
No to racism.
No to racism.
What the fuck was that?
Right?
What is that fucking sad sack of tepid tap water doing straight after you?
Thank you. Jess and Alex said it's not a big deal.
It is a big deal.
I know.
Well, this is a fucking joke.
I mean, not the sentiment of the video, of course.
Oh, absolutely. Abso-bloody-lutely. Send all that racism back to where it came from. Bulgaria, from the looks of it.
Not that catchy a slogan, but I get your point.
Look, they need to sort this out.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling them.
So you bloody should. Honestly, they go through all the effort of them saying nah to racism, and then they mess it up,
not,
you know, by
nah.
Just... What?
It's not nah to racism.
What do you mean?
You just said say nah to racism. I'm just saying it's not nah, it's no. Say no to racism.
Right. Just my fucking regional dialect, pal.
No, that's diluting the message.
It's not diluting the message.
It is.
It's not. I hate racism. It's rubbish. It's crap.
I know. I'm just saying. Sorry, let me check something.
Thanks for calling UEFA. Your call is very...
I'm just saying, nah is very different to no.
It's the same, pal.
No, nah is like, well, do you want a biscuit? Nah. Did you mow the lawn? Nah, I'll do it tomorrow.
Right.
This isn't nah. This is a no. You know, an absolute big fucking no.
I'll tell you what is a no. Your face, right before the Effie's dickhead director.
When did he get this job?
A couple of months back.
What is the job?
He watches football matches and goes to charity events with Prince William.
Oh, what?
Suits him, to be honest. I bumped into him at one recently, you know, walking round like he's Kate Middleton. Literally.
Did you talk to him?
He said some smarmy bollocks about the league position, you know.
Twat. What else did he say?
I don't remember, pal. I know there was a punch.
What, you hit him?
No, there was like a rum punch, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, how long you been waiting on the phone?
Ages.
What did you select from the menu?
Well, just the, speak to an operator.
Nah, big mistake, pal. Call up again, right, and say someone's been using their footage or report some UEFA copyright theft or something.
Oh, really?
Oh, aye. They'll pick up the phone straight away.
Christ.
Was there an option to bribe?
No.
All right, fine. Just checking. In that case, just do the copyright theft thing.
Okay, listen, see you for the Chelsea game.
Good chat.
Yeah, bye.
You're through to UEFA. If you'd like to pay a fine, press 1. If you'd like to report misuse of our company branding, press 2. If you'd like to report a breach of our terms and conditions, press 3. If you'd like to report improper use of our footage, press 4. And if you'd...
Hello, this is UEFA. Who's using our footage?
I pressed the wrong button. But, listen, I'm Patrick Nolan, MBE, Chief Executive of Ashwood City Football Club.
Okay, did you use the correct advertising partners at your latest Europa League fixture?
Yeah, of course.
Fine, carry on.
Yeah, so, look, the Say No to Racism campaign. It's great stuff, really, really good. That should sort out racism once and for all.
Thanks.
Yeah, so I need to make a tweak to my appearance in it.
You need to make a tweak?
Yes.
And what would that be, Mr. Nolan? You're saying you want to say yes to racism? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not. It's a hard no from me on that front. It's just in the version I've seen, you've put me alongside Dan Watson.
Dan was chosen as an FA representative, Mr. Nolan.
No, I know, but you've put me before him.
We wanted to use everyone on the football ladder, including the chief executives like yourself.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to be cut from it. It's just that I can't be next to Dan.
Why not?
It's complicated.
I can't understand how a video against racism can be seen as complicated. I'm struggling.
Okay, so I fired Dan a year ago, and it might have been fairly badly received by our supporters. So now, Dan being mentioned in the same sentence as Ashwood City can be inflammatory.
All right, so you want Dan to be moved. Am I right in thinking that?
Yes. Or you could cut him, if you like. I don't mind.
I think I might have to make a call to the FA.
No, don't do that.
Why not?
Because we don't need to get the FA involved. I'm just trying to make a slight tweak to the video. Oh, also, are you able to do any work in post? Like, just sort of general skin tone and maybe ironing out the odd wrinkle?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, just checking.
I don't think this is going to be possible, Mr. Nolan.
Why not?
Because the video's already cut together, and it's in circulation. It's been handed out to not just clubs, but broadcasters too, you know. BT Sport have got it.
For God's sake.
I really have to have grounds of appeal from yourself and Mr. Watson.
So, if Mr. Watson had a problem with it...
Then yes, we could consider the order of the content.
Right. Then I will be back in touch shortly.
Hello?
Hi, mate. It's Patrick.
Mate? Did you just say mate?
Look, there's a problem on the latest UEFA campaign.
Right, sorry. Why are you calling me?
Well, I'm just looking out for you, mate.
Mate again?
Well, the Say No to Racism video has just come across my desk and... look, there's a bit of a problem, mate.
Stop saying that. What's the problem?
Well, it goes to all the people, you know, saying no to racism.
Yeah, I get the concept.
And then you say it.
Right.
And you're smiling.
What?
Well, in the video, you say the line nicely, but it's just that they've used a take where you are smiling.
You're kidding me?
No.
Why would they do that?
I don't know, mate.
Fucking hell! Oh, but I hate racism.
Yeah, I know. I know. I remember that about you, and that's why I had to call and sort it out, you know?
It's not something I'd smile about. Racism is it's crap. It's really crap and stupid and stuff.
I know, isn't it?
It's just I've got quite an important job at the FA now, Patrick, so you know, I can't really be seen. How am I supposed to fix this? God, I'd have to.
You don't have time for it.
Yeah, we've got a fixture in 6 weeks' time.
6 weeks?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I need to help Gareth prepare and we're sort of running short on time.
Such a brick.
What?
Look, I can give you a number for UEFA. Just ask for that to be removed from the video.
Okay, great. I can do that.
Yeah, okay. Sending the number to you now.
Thanks, Patrick. Mate.
Hey, look, no worries, mate. All right, you take care. And good luck preparing for that fixture in 6 weeks. I honestly don't know how you do it.
Well... Patrick, thank you. It's a lot to prepare for, and, you know, it's funny because...
Yeah, fuck off, mate.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.